ever follow other tight ends in the Big Ten?
Not really, not a whole lot. I just try to worry about myself, try to get myself better.
So I assume you follow Tony, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Are you surprised at how he's caught on, or did you expect this?
I kind of expected it. I mean, everyone saw what he could do in practice and whatnot. Like, you guys don't really see that much, but he's a great player. And, I mean, I didn't know he'd be this fast, but I knew he'd be a great player in the NFL, and he's showing it.
And his blocking, I mean, it seems like he just kind of picked up where he left off in college.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he was great here. We saw that every day. And then I feel like some people thought that his weaknesses was blocking. I thought it was one of his strong points. But then, obviously, he showed that in the NFL, what he's doing. It's great.
This is your fourth year. You didn't get the redshirt. Mm-hmm. Have you kind of exceeded your expectations when you came in here?
I didn't really have any expectations. Oops, sorry. When I first came in here, I was just trying to play hard and just try to, you know, play sometime sooner or later. But then eventually, I played my freshman year because of some injuries and whatnot, which you don't like to happen, but, you know, it's part of football. And then I just came in and just stepped in.
You were offered kind of late. Was it later in the process?
Yeah, it was like a week before signing day.
Had they not offered, would you have came here anywhere, or where would you think you would have gone?
I think I was going to UNI or somewhere close like that, and then I think that's what I would have done.
Kind of like Brandon Myers almost.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely.
Before UNI. Thanks.
Yeah.
This being your senior year, I know the last few years you guys have had the season end by the time this week came around and you'd be able to go back home and spend Thanksgiving like with your family and stuff. Mm-hmm. What's kind of the mindset now when you have like this game this week and then have like a holiday during it? Does that change like what?
No, not really. I mean, I think we're going to have earlier practice on Thursday so then we can hang out with our families or whatever Thursday night, which is nice, and then come back and get ready Friday. It really hasn't changed anything for me. If I really needed to go home after practice, I could do that because I live so close, so it doesn't really bother me at all.
What's kind of been, I guess, the mindset of this team the last couple of days after you've had a chance to go back and watch the film of the Ohio State game and, you know, be able to flush that aside?
We're just trying to get rid of it, or, you know, forget about that right now. I mean, there's some shoulda, coulda, wouldas in that game that, you know, always happens with the loss. But we're just getting over that, and then I think we're getting ready to roll on here. I think we started our preparation yesterday. Some guys did individuals, film study and stuff, so I think we'll be all right.
Are you having any teammates over? You live in Marion.
Right. Right now, no one's asked me if they needed to go anywhere. I think some guys are staying close here with the guys that live in town. But, I mean, if someone needs someone, I'll take them home.